the Fox News Alert, a step forward. I'm Lee Silasara. By a vote of 65 to 33, 15 Republicans siding with Democrats, the Senate has passed bipartisan gun legislation. The measure would provide funding for states to create programs that could keep weapons away from those who would be a danger to themselves or others and enhance background checks for gun buyers under 21, among other things. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
As the author of the Brady Bill in 1994, the last legislative effort to fight gun violence in Congress, I'm pleased that this moment has finally come and that we're finally taking meaningful action to keep our communities safe.
The measure then goes to the House, where it's expected to pass. President Biden has indicated he will sign it. Supreme Court has struck down a concealed carry restriction in New York State. Justice Clarence Thomas writing, the Constitution permits carrying a handgun for self-defense outside the home, and no other constitutional right requires demonstrating a special need to a government officer. The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot focused today on a pressure campaign directed at top Trump administration Justice Department officials.
Between December 23rd and January 3rd, following the election, Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says he was contacted nearly every day by then-President Trump, who proposed a special counsel, meetings with campaign attorneys, and publicly casting doubts on the results. Rosen says he declined all of those requests.
Because we did not think that they were appropriate based on the facts and the law as we understood them.
Committee Republican Adam Kinzinger says that relentless pressure campaign was at the root of the riot on January 6th when supporters of the former president breached the U.S. Capitol.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The FDA has ordered a popular brand of e-cigarettes off the market.
The Food and Drug Administration has moved to ban Juul e-cigarettes and their related products. It comes after a two-year review of Juul's request to keep selling its non-fruit-flavored e-cig items. In 2020, the FDA required all e-cigarette and vaping companies to apply for permission to continue marketing their items, and happened during a crackdown on products that led to a dramatic rise in youth vaping in the past decade. That included a ban on fruit and mint-flavored juice pods used in vaping products, but not menthol or tobacco-flavored ones. In its order, the FDA said Juul, quote, lacked sufficient evidence to prove that keeping them on the market would be appropriate for the protection of public health. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Amazon says it's providing $23 million to help minority-led organizations build or preserve more than 500 new affordable housing units in Seattle. More Starbucks locations are voting to unionize.
A third Georgia Starbucks location voted this week to join a union. Two other stores in Kansas City and the Mall of America Starbucks in Minnesota also voted to unionize. The National Labor Relations Board says more than 150 of Starbucks' 9,000 company-run U.S. locations have voted to join a union since December. Only about 10 have rejected the union. Most of the elections have been certified by the Labor Board, which means the company must begin the bargaining process. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
American Airlines is offering some of its passengers a passport of sorts to get through security quickly. People approved for pre-check can get through checkpoints with just a face scan and a phone app. The program is being used only at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport for now, but American plans to expand the test to Miami, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere later this week. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.